Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you want to know what your dream means or nightmare dream means, let us know. We'll call in or text us at 877-971-HITS and we'll do our best to break it down for you. All right, we have Sharon from Downey on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, thank you so much for reaching out. We're ready to interpret your dream. I will tell you what your dream means according to St. Google and my psychology degree from Cal Poly Pomona. Brian will tell you what he thinks according to his gut feeling.
And no use of my social work degree from Boston College. Zero.
And Chelsea will tell you what it means according to the universe. That's and your right. Zodiac sign.
I got your back, girl.
Why do you talk like that, Chelsea?
You're getting like your zen
I'm
going right now?
Into it, you guys. Deep breaths, okay?
Sharon, break it down. What is it that you've been dreaming?
So I've been dreaming a lot lately about cats, big cats, like tigers and lions. And in one of my dreams, I'm in a room full of kittens. And there's a door, like a balcony area, where I step out to the balcony. But in order to get there, I have to step on all these little kittens. Ew. And I'm like, you know, trying to not kill one.
Oh, no.
But I make it to the balcony area. And then I overlook, I can see jaguars and wow. lions and tigers. Wow. And most of them are female. And at one point, they're chained up. And then the chains break. And they all start running towards me. And I'm just running. And I wake up. I don't know what that means.
The Lion King is coming out this summer. Are you a huge fan? I think that's what it means.
Yes, I am. I'm so ready for it.
Cool. So according to St. Google and my psychology degree, anytime you dream of cats and lots of them, especially in a room, it has to do with people that are actually catty with you.
Oh.
And the fact that there are a lot of cats there, it has to do that with the fact that there's a lot of gossip going on in your life right now. So my psychology degree says this, that you actually stepping on those cats, trying not to hurt them, is you are carrying a lot of tea, a lot of cheeseman, and you're not trying to spill the tea, but you've got a lot of secrets and drama in your life that could impact people you care about. Therefore, you're walking on top of these cats without trying to hurt them. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro? What does your gut say?
Well, I look at this and I just see on the horizon, you see cat lady coming towards you. And you do not want to be I know I'm there with you. That's why it's so scary. They're breaking the chains and you're trying to keep all these cats at bay because you don't want to be a cat lady, but the cats are not taking no for an answer.
Oh my gosh.
Chelsea, what is her zodiac sign is Libra.
Yep.
So what does that mean in regards to his dream?
So this is really interesting. The super full moon, your spirituality center is bringing you awareness to the less fortunate. So you're likely to be feeling the urge to nurture and assist those in need. So basically, I think you're at a place in your life with the cats. You see the cats. You want to make sure you're not stepping on them. I think you're seeing all these opportunities to help out and give back pop up in your life. Or maybe you haven't yet, but you will start after this phone call. And I think it's kind of a calling into your life right now, you know, to get involved.
Philanthropic.
I can never say it right.
I agree with Chelsea. Events. You're going to take in a bunch of cats and help them all out.
Sounds good.
Sharon, yeah. Out of the three interpretations, which one hits home?
Cat lady, definitely. I'm going to be a cat lady. I think definitely giving back. I have a lot of things to be grateful for in my life. So,
have you done a lot of charity work in your lifetime?
I've done in the past. I used to work for a community center, and we did food banks, bus tokens, transportation, and all kinds of good help to the less fortunate. So I haven't done that back in a while. So
that's awesome. Well, keep your eye out. Mm-hmm. Keep your eye out for signs of exactly which kind of charity you should help out with, because I think you're going to start seeing that pop up, and it'll sort of guide you towards the next charity to get involved in.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You've been blessed with a great platform, so use it for good, Sharon. And you already been telling us a little bit about it off the air. You work for LAX, and you're part of the committee that's going to help out in remodeling it. And you already told me some amazing wisdom, and I know you're going to help me out. What are you trying to get into LAX when people all come home to L.A.?
King Taco.
Nice.
So all those little kittens are just people that are starving for King Taco.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.